This is Back to Degrassi, episode 43. We watched the episode PA-RD exclamation mark, and it was a lot of fun. I got two return guests with me. First off, Hisham Galati.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good to have you here.
And glad to be back.
With him, Jay Freeborn.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Hello. Turning that, yeah, I just finished a yawn.
That was a smooth transition.
It's too unrelated to my level of excitement.
Yeah, so good to have you guys both back on the podcast. I don't think you guys have watched much Degrassi since the last time you were on here.
Actually, I have not at all.
Oh. And Jay?
None, but I did. I feel like I have a good grasp of it because I did have to, well, not have to, but I did explain to my girlfriend what I was doing today. Mm-hmm. So I had to explain Degrassi. Also, I've become a little bit obsessed with it because I work on the East End dog walking, and mm-hmm. one of my dogs is on Degrassi Street. And they have a bunch of plaques on there explaining what the first series was before Degrassi Junior High.
I actually just went around with my girlfriend. She used to live in that area, and she like knows a bunch of the different landmarks where they were shooting and stuff. Yeah, so we're doing an episode of the podcast about that coming up.
I was gonna actually message you and tell you that, but I figured that you already knew it.
Yeah, well, I had never actually gone though and checked it out. Really? So it was cool to do that pretty recently.
It's really cool.
I saw them all. Yeah, and they do have a bunch of plaques for different things. Mm-hmm. And
the Bruce guy, or whatever. Yeah, that's teacher. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, and he like contributed to the early episodes, Kids of Degrassi Street, and he was on it a bit.
Yeah, he got paid in touching the butts. Okay.
All right, let's get right into this episode. Pa-Arty? All right.
I think it's Pa-Arty.
Pa-Arty.
Pa-Arty. First originally aired March 13th, 1989, so we're talking...
Seven. March 13th?
Yes.
I was almost in 8 days from that, I was going to turn 3 years old, guys. Three whole years old.
I arguably, so sorry.
Were your parents fucking at that point, Jay?
My parents have been married for years, but I wasn't born yet. I'm a 90.
Ooh.
So I was not born yet. The thing that we just watched is older than I am.
That's the worst.
No, you're just really old.
I am very old.
No, you're in 30, what, 30 something?
I'm a whopping 38 years old, guys.
So let's get right into this episode, I guess.
This was a lot. I was tricked. The title said party. I thought it was going to be like, you know, super bad-esque, where people are going to hang out and have fun, and you're going to have like kids getting like way too drunk. And it was horrible. You've ruined me again. I thought this would be a better episode than last time. It was
It's all sad.
Yeah, I guess jumping in, it like raised a bunch of questions, because right in the first scene, like there's people worried about the test, and then... The clutch character comes in and he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Your parents are away? Let's hang out. And she's like, no, I'm going to go to a party at Alexa's. And he's like, I don't want to go there. A bunch of Niners. And then they kind of drop some hints where she's like, I don't want what happened before to happen again.
And like, it's they went from being worried about like a grade 9 math test to her admitting that one
sexual
time.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, just like very... dropped very casually, like it's like I had a problem with question 3 in the long division. Also, Clutch cornered me and molested me. Like that's a full 180, and they're all just kind of very like,
Well, it's unclear exactly what was going down.
It was just non-consensual. That definitely was. Yeah. I felt it was a little unconsensual. Yeah.
Well, she also says like no beer, so she thinks that the beer is the problem.
I like Degrassi because, I mean, I've only ever seen maybe 3 episodes, and the last one that I was on with the podcast was the one about his parents died from a drunk driver, which is referenced in this. But I like how, so far, all the ones I've seen have been timeless. Like, we're going to touch on the idea of sexual consent today, and that's like a huge thing in the news.
Alcoholism as well.
Alcohol, yeah.
Pressure.
The beer store is still around. Those are all things. I just like Degrassi. I guess I'm just complimenting the show as if you wrote it, but you did nothing for this. You did nothing.
I respect it. I'll take the compliment, sure.
Degrassi is once again emotionally damaged me. But let's continue. The thing I realized about halfway through when they're all talking, this was in like what,
1989.
My bad.
These are all my bosses now. Like I realized every problem person age wise, everyone in that episode grew up to be like my manager, and I'm like, oh, Oh, your childhood sucked, guys. That was terrible.
Do you mean because like of the time that they grew up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, give or take. Like, if these guys aged appropriately, mm-hmm. as they are now age-wise, they would be all my bosses ever.
Yeah, they're all 40 now, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they'd be
50.
Yeah, they're like 15 older. I'm trying to think. I was born in 83, and they're like 13 and
how old are you? 87.
So they're like 10 years older than me. So yeah, so about four in their mid 40s. Yeah, yeah, all of them.
Yeah, Generation X was that was bad. That was wholly bad.
So when it comes out of the intro for the show, a bunch of them are just talking about being tired of studying, and Lucy, she's kind of just she's talking to her friends about how, you know, she's worried about what's going to happen with Clutch if she's alone with him. Like, she
literally said every time he drinks he gets drunk. I was just like, what?
What a dumb idiot. That's like being like, every time I swim I get wet. Like, what a dumb bitch.
And
what?
Just to give you some background too, Lucy's been dating Clutch, but she was dating that guy who's like best friends.
Just be straight up and say the black dude with glasses, Tim.
She was dating him. The black dude with glasses, Paul.
Thank you. Oh, his name's Paul and you know his name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
He's a character on the show.
Black dude with glasses?
Yeah. But he lied about having... He told people that he had sex with Lucy, and that's why she broke up with him. So now Clutch is also pressuring her into doing it.
Everybody seems to be interested in Lucy. I mean, I'm not saying she's unattractive, but here's my thing. The whole episode, she's wearing basically a band uniform.
No, it was a British red coat. She was literally...
Yeah. She's wearing like a British... Yeah, that type of thing. Those jackets...
She looked like Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Member.
You can't dry clean them. You can't wash nor dry clean those. So they stink. If you ever sweat in them, they stink like old dirty pussy. And all these attractive dudes are like after her. I don't understand it because like, it's so disgustingly stinky.
I think it may be just the fact that she is one of the leads of the TV show. So
her family, statistically. I thought it was a documentary.
Her family's pretty wealthy though. So they can probably afford the dry cleaning.
Oh, they just
for
buy.
Her.
No, you can't do that. You're
or they just
like,
buy her
yeah,
new
you
ones.
You have to get new ones.
There's no dry cleaning in 1989?
No, the dry cleaning don't work for them apparently. They like fray it or whatever. So Eddie Izzard told me. I don't know. I saw it on Green.
I'm assuming she just goes to the local barracks and orders a new one through the quartermaster.
So there's also those grade 8 characters and Kathleen, and she wants to go to Alexa's party.
So bad.
Yeah, with because Melanie's going because she's kind of seeing Snake, and he asked her to go, so she wants.
Oh my God.
She's like, come on, invite me too. And she's like, I don't know.
And this is, by the way, the main character in the last episode I watched, who apparently has an alcoholic mother and an absent father.
That's right.
And I know her tragic backstory, but kudos to the actor. I really still hate this girl. Like, it's been several seasons, and she has not... matured or mellowed out.
Which one is this? You gotta give me like what they look
like. Do you remember the it's the pucker face, sour faced blonde girl who's complaining about wanting to be invited to the party?
Oh, her mom's the booze hound.
Yes.
Yeah, her mom is an alcoholic, and that's like kind of been a problem for her, clearly, like embarrassing her in different situations.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever watch The Office?
Yes.
Who's that?
Meredith.
Angela. No, she turns up into Angela when she grows up.
Oh, Kathleen. Oh, yeah,
her
Kathleen
mom is Meredith.
Kathleen definitely grows up to be Angela. That's a great explanation of her for sure.
Okay,
perfect.
Oh my God. I was just, if you wondered what happened to Kathleen when she grew up,
watch The Office.
She moved to Scranton.
Falls in love with a lovely salesman.
And yeah, she just pressures Melanie into like asking if she can go. She's
pushing
that. Yeah,
the worst part about.
Oh my God.
And I hate that.
And like her Wheels literally shook his head, but Snake's just so into this girl. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, later on when she finally does convince Melanie to ask for it, she's like right there too. It's just, and Wheels just right in her face shakes, nods no,
which is ridiculous because like it normally people you invite to a party have a high standing of like cool. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, this person's great, or they're attractive, or they're interesting. I don't think anybody that has a mullet should be allowed to say who can come and who can go to any party. Like Wheels, like based on his haircut, deserved to have his parents die.
It was 1989. Those were years where the mullets were living, I mean...
Happy lives.
It was peak mullet.
That generation's shave half your head.
And it wasn't even mullet, right? It was just like long hair.
Yeah, like they weren't like, this is a mullet. They would just be like, I think hockey hair maybe that people were calling it.
Yes, that's exactly
what hockey hair.
So then the next scene too, we see Joey has got like a fake ID. And you could just like... At that time, too, it doesn't even, like, have his photo on it. It just says a name.
A yellow piece of paper that says your name, the city you were born in, and then just the date. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, yeah, this is legal.
Well, it's like an age of consent card, but those those have like photos on them. Now.
Do they?
Now they do. I mean,
most of them have photo ID. But for a while, it was only until like the mid 90s apparently that there was photos, like mid photos.
Mm. Well, because my like health cards didn't used to have photos. No, I used to have one of the old ones. That's right. But I mean,
if any Americans are
and it cost them $5, which I mean, in 1989 dollars must be like $35-40 now. I guess that's a pretty good.
It's about double.
At least probably.
I guess it could have been a birth certificate because those don't really have any photos on them.
No, a driver's license like only got photos on them in the 90s.
Oh, weird.
In Canada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like not the main source of ID.
What was?
Your passport, passport was like a real ID that had everything.
But that was just hilarious. $5.
Yeah, there was like only 15 million people in the country, and they were all nice white people. Terrorism wasn't a worry. Like you didn't
just high five.
It was all white terrorism, so they didn't care. It was all friendly. You know what I mean?
And at no point does that Joey kid make reference as to where he got the driver's license from.
No, he says it was $5 though.
And I'm like, who did you get that from? His friends look at it incredulously. And I can't tell if they're looking at it and being like, I don't know if this is an actual, like, valid ID or if that just looked like a fake version. Because from my perspective, it looked like something he made in, like,
yeah, it looked like art class. Yeah, it didn't. I don't know who sold it to him, but I think they took him on that one.
Oh, $5 too?
Because he's also 20. We were talking about this too. Like, what is the idea is to make him 21.
Minimum 21 for drinking. Yeah,
so I think that's.
But the drinking age used to be 21 in Canada. Back in the day.
No, it used to be lower.
No, it used to be higher, and then they lowered it, and then they raised it to 19.
Yeah, because it was 18 before. Anyways, so I guess, yeah, it was 21 at some point.
Like when my mom
they were just trying to make it unclear if it's like, I think the U.S. or Canada. That's why I think they made it.
Cross marketing?
Yeah, exactly.
Either way, I think that how bad the idea is represents how bad the Joey character dresses.
So then all this talk about the whole... The party going on. Alexa comes in the next scene, and she's like, "The party going to happen? Oh, going sorry. On?"
I
again.
Refer to it as the party.
You should. It makes it unclear otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then Alexa comes in and cancels it, like she's got.
Tim McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, professional comedian Tim McDonald. That was actually really impressive. I'm very happy right now.
But because Lucy. Is parents are going away that night. She's like, oh, we can have the party at my house.
How convenient is that? Everyone just has like, I don't know if it's just me, but like, what are the chances everyone, like the right amount of people knew that the party had been like transferred entire locations? Like there's some people showed up at the other house waiting to party, right? They were all alone.
Just like a Dazed and Confused?
But Alexa's parents were going to be home though for that party. It wasn't like a secret party. Like it was just going to be like, that's the thing. Her parents said, we can't have it anymore.
We're too close to exams. We just looked at the calendar. We're going to upset you and embarrass you in front of all your friends.
So then they were like, well, her parents aren't home. Let's have a no holds barred party. No, like now it becomes a party.
Did you guys do that? Like what were your parties like middle school, high school?
They weren't good. There was always parents home for our grade 8 ones. Grade 9, I started going to parties where there wouldn't be parents there.
It was for us, because we were smaller, it was grade 8 as well, and then grade 9. But there was like the cool family that would be like, oh, we don't want you drinking, but if you're going to drink, at least drink here.
Yeah.
People will crash kind of a thing. Hmm. That was like if you just wanted to get drunk on a Friday. Otherwise, high school, no parents.
Yeah.
That being said, we went like downtown to party too, because we're Ottawa. We don't have anything.
So the party's canceled, and it's kind of good for Lucy because she can get her that date with Clutch, where it was looking like he was potentially going to date rape her. Yes, the date rape.
I don't even think if that black dude wasn't there at the end of the episode.
What are you talking about? That black kid did. We'll get to that.
He gave her the courage to not him and then get him out of here.
No, that guy was a passive participant in what would have been another rape.
It's not his fault. He just gets like this sometimes.
And he's apologizing for the guy who's now banging his ex. Like, he just wanted to jump in on that afterwards.
He wanted to. He didn't even want to be the hero. Paul was brutal in this episode. But Lucy's rules were: it has to be small, no drinking, and everyone has to help clean up.
Don't drink my parents' booze.
No drinking my parents' booze.
They just made a checklist of everything that was going to go wrong at the party. Small party, too many people.
I actually was surprised they didn't get into the parents' booze, because I was friends with dirtbags and was a dirtbag growing up. And as soon as we got there, we couldn't see booze out. We'd be like, check the kitchen cabinets, check the bathtub, and evil. Check the closet. Always something there that they didn't want you to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, put your shoes in a hiding place when I went to any party, because people would just get drunk and either put on the wrong shoes when they left, and then you're like, my shoes are gone. Now I have to steal someone else's shoes so I have shoes. Or like real rat hood kids would come. And then if you had nice shoes, they would wreck your shoes. They'd done it. It's take it. Same with your coat.
Yeah, I hated that. I remember losing really a pair bad. Of shoes at a party.
I
just kept my
shoes on eventually. And I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Or just have shitty enough shoes that no one will take them. I guess the other
option. No, man, because then the drunk kids might take them. Right?
Oh, yeah, they might just wear them. That happens too. Someone else wears them outside or on a back deck, and then they like get thrown apart from each other.
Yeah. I found a lot of the times drunk girls would come in high heels, like slutty high heels, and then take them off because their feet are at like 11:30 and then want to go outside for a cigarette, and they would just put someone else's shoes on.
That's hilarious.
And then it's over. It's gone. Your shoes are gone.
When Lucy like is leaving school for the day and Clutch is like waiting for her there.
Oh yeah.
And she lies to him about what's going on. She like I felt like she didn't even do a good job lying at all.
Not even a good job. But once again, she is a 13-year-old girl who got molested by this dude several times. So she's trying to dodge around him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the weakest. That being said, that is the weakest.
If I was her, I would have said I'm going to band practice. She's wearing a stupid, ugly, stinky band
You
outfit.
Really don't like that jacket.
It's so dumb.
She's like, I got to go hang out in the Lonely Hearts Club, so can you please just chill out for a little bit?
Yeah, she looks like she's a backup singer in My Chemical Romance. Like, get the fuck out of my house.
It gives her an excuse not to smile, though, at any time, at least when she's wearing that coat.
It's so serious. This is war, guys.
And yeah, she says, I got to study tonight. See you next week. That is such like a... That is such a shutdown, though.
Oh, it's intense.
See, I can't hang out. See you next week. That's
actually think that's a pretty good representation because all the girls that I knew in high school that were nice or middle school that dealt with dudes that were like, "Why are you with him?" would always be like, "Oh, like he like put a battery in my butthole, but maybe I'll give him another chance next week." And you're like, "What are you doing?" It's just like you're too young to realize that he's just always going to be garbage. Mm. So,
Speaking of garbage, Joey too promises to
a piece of garbage
to get beer for everyone. So like, he promises the girls, he's like, "I'll bring beer to the party," setting that up. But they realize that Joey looks way too young to do it, so they decide to try to convince Snake to do it. Which obviously he's like 6'8". He
could. And that's like the most high school plan in the world, right? Like literally, give the guy who looks the oldest his dad's clothes. And a fake ID to go. He even put on the trilby, as Jay aptly described. And like the plan would have probably, honestly, I think it would have gone a little bit better if Wheels hadn't taken the gloves off, because he would have looked like really adult.
I thought the opposite, actually. I thought the gloves for some reason didn't look adult. They looked like
the gloves. I even wrote down, dad's gloves. Like that is a main. I honestly, if he had kept the gloves on, it'd have been like, he's cold. He's gotta put the gloves back on. His car is probably shitty. Like I'd have been in a whole backstory.
I think it was the talking, because he talked a terrible game. That's why I think he got denied, not for anything else.
No, I know why he got denied. My uncle who told me about this, he was like, back in the day, pictures were not IDs. If you went in and just knew what you wanted and got it quickly, they would just give it to you, whatever, willy nilly. But if you messed up and said just like a 2-4, which is exactly the line he said, he was done. But one thing I need to say right now that I just realized is that this is almost the exact plot to Superbad, this episode.
Yeah.
Like it's
they're trying to get the beer too.
Two cops show up. They get in trouble at the party. Like there's a dick guy. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? And like the parents and stuff. I don't know.
Wow. And I mean, I'm sure Seth saw this show growing up.
Yeah, for sure. Busy. Vancouver. So and they started writing it in and around this time.
Well, when they were younger, they were a little bit.
They were like 12.
Yeah, but they would have been older than that. No, yeah, they would have been 12 in like 95.
Yeah, they're. No, wait.
No, because Seth Rogen, they started writing it in middle school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're about my age, though. So they were probably born in about like the mid-80s, right? So they would have been about 12.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so they saw it in a rerun where they stole it. You heard it here first.
So, yeah, they were second wave watchers of Degrassi, I think, like me. And they were watching reruns. But they were like, they're probably like, we could do this way better. They weren't wrong.
And
I think
they
did.
They didn't.
They did. It took them a while, but they nailed it. I like seeing those old fashioned the beer store signs, because I remember those from when I was younger. Yeah,
that's
like
funny.
It's funny to see that again.
I wish they made reference to how bad the beer store smells.
Yeah, you can never replicate that. I think.
So disgusting. You know what? You can in that dumb bitch's band uniform coat.
It's really not pro band.
They stink.
I like to when Snake walked in, he like walked up to the recycling line thinking it was the pay line, and I was
that
like,
"That was literally the most like the rookie mistake." Have any of them never seen the inside of, like, or know how it works? Like, I feel like they would have asked somebody, how do you order from the beer store before you go in blind?
I mean, I've been with my parents before, so I saw it happen. Like, you know, I knew you'd go to that one, and they give it to you, and they roll it out.
I feel like that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
The liquor store is way better because you can just go get what you want
And bring it to the.
They have beer.
My friend, he looked so much like his older brother. So when his brother turned like 19 and like got like new IDs, he had the old ones.
Oh yeah, that's
and
classic.
They were just so he just like had this driver's license that was his brother, but looked so much like him. The health card, like they're is that I have the birth? He just had all this IDs, so it always worked for him.
That's fucking dope.
But Joey had to do the classic thing of just randomly going up to people in the parking lot and asking them, buy
and
for them.
He started early because when he started, it was hard daylight.
That's right,
and it cut to nighttime. And I think Snake said they asked something like 20 people.
Yeah, Wheels said, we've asked 20 people already.
And like,
I mean, that's persistent. Give it to Joey that way. If Joey is nothing, it's persistent.
We would do that every Friday night. Every Friday night, that's what would happen. And it would, some people started getting arrested. Like the adults that would buy it for us. We would just bounce.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm not staying around.
No, mm-hmm. They would get arrested because
because the cops started to figure it out.
Yeah, it's like illegal. Like buying booze for minors isn't legal. You get in trouble for doing it.
You get a real heavy ticket and they take you down and normally talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
The people who bought if you buy booze for people?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So then it shows Lucy setting up for the party and she's hiding the booze. You're right. She hides it in like a pretty obvious place that
I think
people would find.
It's literally a foot and a half away from where it was.
But that should just reflect the level of trust and respect that all those children have for each other.
She may as well have just thrown a blanket over it though.
No one rated it?
No one rated it, but I mean, we are also saying that I would have rated it.
Interesting. Okay. All right. That's, I didn't think you were going to be that mean about it, Jacob.
I'm not going to be mean. Like, I'm just going to drink most of the booze and then finger one of these girls.
And then everybody starts to show up to the party as Lucy's getting ready. They're just like, they're being like all quiet about it too, which I guess they don't want the neighbors to know.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I could think
of.
Yeah, me too. That why they were being, they were like, secret agents or something. They're being
quiet. They were sneaking in.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
The side door issue. Yeah, but then what do? They just blasted music and everyone's just dancing everywhere. Like, there's no rhyme or reason as to where dance floor wise. There are people dancing in the bathroom, in the middle of a hallway, for the fridge.
Yeah. It was such a long shot of people dancing, too. Like, just, like, I'd say 30 to 45 seconds of people just kind of dancing, but not, like, just one shot of
it. That's it. It's a tracking shot, and then everyone stopped dancing.
Which was really a boring scene until the fat girl started dancing, and then Hisham goes, "Oh yeah, great! The fat girl just ruins all the dancing."
No, not for everybody. She didn't know. She literally, there's a black guy and a girl dancing, and she literally goes in and just stops both of them. And I'm like, "What are you doing? You don't ruin she just came in and stopped the fun." And then she's like, "Oh, by the way, that dude who took too much acid and jumped off a bridge gained consciousness." That is such like a mood killer. Like, you, not only did you stop all the fun, the guy woke up. What are you doing? The party's over now. That's just an automatic buzzkill.
No, they were celebrating from that point on that he woke up.
They're like, oh good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
happy.
But everyone was introspective and being like, I should never do drugs as well.
Yeah.
That acid kid should have died.
Oh man!
And then it goes to the back to the parking lot where they're making some other decisions, I guess. Joey and them and Clutch pulls up, and they're like, "Oh, he'll buy it for us." And then he goes in and gets the case. And then when
the kids even make a point of being like, "What if he robs us?" And Joey's like, "Come on, guys! There are three of us and two of them." And I'm like, "That's a lot of talk for like a small boy in a fedora."
Yeah.
And as soon as Snake comes out, what does he do?
He takes like six beers or something.
Which I think is fair.
More than fair. If not money. Like, she gets, like, you would never, anytime I got people to buy, you would give them money more or something.
Of course, you have to.
Yeah, or pay for them.
$20, you give them $30 or whatever for the trouble. It's a tip.
Yeah.
And just, he was such a, like, obnoxious little brat, like resenting the fact that this dude just went ahead and bought it.
You're taking six?
You have 18 more, and most of you are children. So, like, a thimbleful of booze is going to fuck you up. You have more than enough.
The problem why Joey didn't want to go in is because he was too small. And obviously, to like his weight, like a beer and a half.
Oh, easily. Smells the cap and passes out.
Yeah.
Snake gets in the car, takes a couple of beers. And the dudes just leave, and they start drinking.
Clutch gets in the car, right? Snake is the tall. Clutch gets in the car with
his friend Paul.
Oh, but they also they mentioned to him that they're going to Lucy's party. Oh, so he finds out that Lucy was lying to her there.
And it was great because he kind of did a double take to the camera. That I felt like it should have been like dun dun, and just like you hear his mind's voice just be like, "I'm a raper." What's going on? This show is strange.
It is.
It is the worst.
So then they were just like walking to the party with the beer, and they decided to like just, I don't know, couldn't really get a sense where they stopped. I guess kind of like a laneway or something.
Yeah, like an alley.
Oh, something. I thought it was like behind a bunch of like buildings.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the laneway kind of behind them. So and then they're just sitting there talking, and they're kind of pressuring wheels into drinking.
Really pressuring wheels into drinking. And like, are they friends?
Yeah, they all know each other.
Yeah, they're off to the three best friends.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. Okay, because
they're in a band together.
That's right.
They what?
They're in a band.
Well, then I'm kind of surprised that nobody knew Wheels' backstory, because he just immediately, when just Joey just keeps being like, drink, drink. He's like, my parents died because of a drunk driver.
Yeah, he can't even fathom that might be the reason why he doesn't want to.
I know the reason why they didn't think about it. It's because they're not a bunch of bitches. And they just realized that, yeah, your parents died because some asshole drank and drive. We don't have a car. Just get drunk and then don't drive. Don't be a little stupid idiot.
Yeah, but like, Wheels was very polite. He said, listen, I don't care if you drink. I'll even help you carry this booze for no reason. Just don't pressure him for no reason.
And Wheels is a good guy, but it's unfortunate that he also has a dick and a vagina. Like, what a little pussy. That's all I'm saying.
You are a lot colder than I am.
If you have a mullet, I don't care about your backstory. Your shit and everything. Your parents deserve to die because of it. You could have just saved, you cut your hair, and then they would have lived.
I think that's how it works, actually. Yeah, yeah, man.
God appreciates
because
it.
Because it's like a sacrifice to the drunk driving gods.
Exactly. And he swerves and hits another car. And then Joey's parents die. And then he gets rid of that hat.
So I think fueling the fire to Hesham's hate of Kathleen when they're at the party, and Kathleen is, of course, complaining because there's, like, she was...
our parties. Bitch, no one shows up to your party.
No one's even talking to us. Go talk to them.
Because, like, basically...
You minor nine... No, they're a grade eight, right?
Yeah, they're grade eight.
Yeah, they're grade eight.
So, like, but Snake was going to be there with Melanie, and Joey's going to be there with Caitlin. Like, Kathleen was going to be alone at this party. Like, this is better for her, actually. Like, that she got them to talk to.
Wheels was going to get pushed on Kathleen.
Like, oh, probably,
the two sourest people.
Oh, no wonder Wheels was like, no, don't. No, that's why Wheels was shaking. No.
And not to cut back, but my favorite thing was, first of all, the cops showing up out of nowhere. Mm. That was like a shot out of Game of Thrones, where they're all enjoying themselves, and there's just a creeping shadow on the wall with clubs. I'm like, someone turn around. Someone turn around. Something bad's going to happen.
Homeless people, you're like, are those homeless people? And I was like, yo, those homeless people have tight hats.
And like, and first of all, I miss the old school uniforms. They should do like a centennial thing or something, like bring back old police uniforms.
Those
are amazing.
TTC uniforms.
Sir?
They do. TTC uniforms. They do look like TTC.
That's what ended up happening. The old cop uniforms just went to the TTC.
They gave them out to homeless people.
That makes a lot of sense.
Legitimately, I see homeless people all the time in the winter that have cop coats, and I'm like, yo, that cop has issues. Then I asked him, I was like, where'd you get that coat, man? He's like, they gave it out at the center.
First of all, why are there... No, there's no beat cops like that anymore. Like, no cops patrolling the back.
Oh, there are bike cops now.
Hesham, just like you said before, it's a TV show?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess there's bike cops now. That'd be the closest.
You're the worst.
Hey, you did it to me first. I was just trying to be a comedian on a fucking podcast.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm providing context for our listeners, all right? This is an encyclopedia. And I love the way the cops immediately just shut it down. But, like, Wheels is staring at the cops while Joey and Snake, like, you know, not noticing anything, just chug back the beer so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny.
That's what makes me so mad is that, like, I ran from the cops a lot as a kid because I did a lot of legal shit outside, which is where cops fucking catch you. I always do something inside. But, like, as soon as somebody says your name, I'm gonna, like, if we're all drinking, the three of us, and one of you says, oh shit, Jay Freeborn, run. I would run from the police and then immediately beat the shit out of you, because why would you say my name to the police? Wheels, you're turning and saying, oh, Joey, now my chances of running, because I'm the only Joey that wears an ugly hat in the whole city. This is stupid. Just run. Leave the beer. Or, better yet, smash all the beer, cut their feet, and keep running.
That's going nuclear, maybe, in that situation.
Listen, hey, it's a TV show. Everything will be fine.
Everything resets next week. Not on Degrassi Street, though.
No, no, not on Degrassi. There are consequences. It's... Joey goes to juvie. Snake gets grounded, and Wheels gets sent to a military school because his old-ass grandma can't take care of him.
Bald, so he doesn't have much to live for.
So they're at the party, too. There's the phone starts ringing, and it's I thought that was so funny how everyone quieted down so quick.
First of all, that is not a move that can happen post-2005. The moment cell phones occurred, you just left the party outside where it was quiet instead of getting 40 drunk people to stop moving, turn on the music, and not...
At first, they weren't drunk yet because they hadn't got the beer yet.
Weren't even drunk.
I'm assuming drunk on sugar at this point because I was sugar. But my thing is, like, there was no dick who was just like, hey, Lucy, take the cucumber out of your asshole. Like,
that's
you know
what me every
single time. Yeah, that's pretty hard to believe, actually. Or someone's cell phone would just start ringing, like, right? Yeah.
If I was her, you cut the cleanup, you say, oh, okay. Just so you know, a girl that is my friend, I don't know their names, and another girl is my friend, is over here studying together. We have some chips and some pop. Like, do you mind if we still do that when you come home?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, no, but our vacation's canceled, so we're really upset.
Which was my favorite thing, though. We're still at the airport. It's 10 o'clock. What kind of party starts at 7 and then peaks at around 10 o'clock?
It's an 8th grade party. Yeah, it ended early. It was gonna keep going. It was gonna go all. It was gonna be a rager, an all night rager. The beer wasn't even there yet.
Oh, it's
banned uniforms for everyone.
Their parents were gonna file some missing person reports tomorrow. That's for sure.
It was actually gonna be a true party.
And then, so when they find out, she cancels the party, and then everybody starts to clean up, which was one of the rules, actually. That's why people did it. But then some of the people bailed. I remember they're like, we're not cleaning up. Let's get out of here.
I'd be like, this is all, I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I also would have probably bailed and not cleaned up. Brutal.
I'm not going to lie. That really hurt my feelings. That would have been really nice if everyone could get together. And like, but there was no point. Like, were those characters, the people who left?
They're on the show, but they're not, like, main characters. They have, like, sort of stories with other people.
Because that seemed really weird to me, because they really concentrated for a little while on these kids making a point to be like, I don't want to participate with our friends, because they seem to be the only ones who left. Just three assholes.
Yeah, those three are assholes, for sure, though.
And literally every single person stayed and helped. Like, those three were for sure the ones who snuck booze from the parents.
Those three are the best. Or, like, not necessarily those three, but I love on Degrassi how there's two types of characters. Main character, and they're not minor characters. They're just expendable. Like, that's Becky's going to get pregnant and hit by a car. Like, fair be enough. Ready for that.
I think with Degrassi, everyone's expendable. You never know.
And for the weirdest scenes, it's like, he got tetanus. We should learn about it next week.
Oh, then there's this scene with Clutch and Paul drinking in Clutch's car, and he's just like...
No, Paul's not drinking. Clutch is.
Oh, right. Yeah, Paul's not drinking. Paul's really cleaned up his act since Lucy's realized he's got to change his
life. Telling you fuck somebody and drinking are totally different.
That's true. Things.
But they go well together.
And
he did that weird gargle,
Clutch,
too.
Clutch, at one point, gargles his beer and drinks it. I'm like, for sure, this guy grows up to drive a tow truck and beats people for sure.
For sure, he's just going to go to university like every long-haired white guy that was attractive that I ever knew.
And then just beat everyone. Just played hockey, and raped a bunch of girls, and then got away with it. And then it became a mid-level manager at IBM.
I work at IBM. Just
kidding. But that was messed up. Just this guy is sloshed, and Paul had to passively put a little pressure on him, being like, "I'll drive you to the party." There's no, "I'm gonna take you home." Oh, you need to stop, get your life together. It's, "I'll take you, drunk rapist, to this party filled with children."
Yeah, that's not the best move.
Chauffeured him all the way there.
Oh, yeah, I'll make this weird situation happen. Sure, I got that.
I'll participate. I'll be like a passive victim. Drives all the way to the party, and then what happens?
Well, she gets there. He gets there when the house has been like completely cleaned up, and everyone's just leaving, and then Clutch shows up, which is the worst for
Pounding
Lucy.
Back the last two beers. So he's drank four beers at this point.
And then he tries to...
No,
like,
that's six, right?
No, but he still's got two. Like, so he drinks one while he's there, and he has another one. Like, there's like the last final one. So by the end of the scene, he's just five.
Okay.
That's a lot to keep of beers. Count.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to keep an eye on this guy. For sure he needs to be reported.
16-year-old or whatever.
Yeah, my sense of time's like only a couple hours, too, at the most.
Oh, yeah. So at least within maybe less than 3 hours, he's like, had
he's
five
intoxicated.
Beers. Oh, he's... Well, what does he do to Lucy as soon as he gets there?
I don't think that has anything to do with alcohol. That has to do with a rapey garbage person.
The alcohol did not help, though.
Yeah, it just gave him more rape courage, I guess.
And, yes. And, like, he immediately goes in for the kiss, and... He's not stopping. Like, he's pinned her up against the counter. He's making out. And then Paul, the ex-boyfriend / friend of Clutch, like, after witnessing, like, assault for a little while.
After repositioning so we can get a better view.
And he goes and kind of tries to stop it. Snake pushes him back onto the couch.
You mean Clutch.
Clutch pushes him back onto the couch. Paul falls on the couch. Paul is then told by Clutch, stay out of this. And then Paul just kind of, like, positions himself comfortably on the couch to watch the assault.
The second time.
Yeah, he was just going to let it happen.
And, like, he just let it watch. Like, he just watched. He just let it happen. And, like, there was no move or expectation. And in my mind, I'm like, this guy is for sure going to participate in it at some point. Clutch is going to be like, hey, Paul, jump in. And Paul's going to be like, and, like, begrudgingly, willingly, like, take his pants off.
This happened to my friend. So my one buddy is at my other friend's house. And his roommate comes upstairs with his friend, a guy friend, and a girl. And they all start kind of like talking. And then the two dudes that just came in start kissing the girl. My one friend stands up and screams at my other friend, take your fucking pants off. We're all going to fuck this girl. And the girl's like, yeah, let's fuck. And he's like, I don't want to. And he's like, no, we're all going to fuck her. And then they had a foursome.
A forced foursome?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a really funny story.
For the dude. Everyone else was okay with it.
Everybody was okay with it. The girl was super into it. And unfortunately, her parents came a surprise visit the next morning. And they all met her parents. And it ruined the whole experience with them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Thankfully, though...
she had AIDS. They're dead.
Lucy's parents are on the way. So Lucy, being the hero that she is, straight up knees Clutch in the dick. And I could not... stop laughing. That was a perfect moment. Pushes him back, and then she just fucking sassy be like, get him out of here. It was
I like
great.
That she, I like that she saves herself.
That's for sure. Cool. Yeah. For sure. That's a strong independent woman. Well, black. Black?
She's at least half out.
But her last name was Sanchez.
No, Fernandez.
Fernandez. Okay, that's not that's any... Cult, wait,
her, dad, her mom could be black. Her dad's...
Spanish.
Fernandez.
Fernandez special.
Also, it's a Spanish name, so Dominican. There's a bunch of places in Africa as well.
Yeah,
she has frizzy hair, looks mixed. I'm gonna say black. Anyway, yeah, she just knees him in the dick. He's out. But that was a weird reaction to being kicked in the dick. Like, he just seemed kind of like nauseous.
Yeah.
Like, I should say because he's drunk. Before, it's a television show. Yeah. And they didn't really hit him. He's acting, and he's not good at it. But also, like, the nauseous thing, the testicles descend.
But he was grabbing his stomach, like, up in the middle of his chest instead of his dick.
Yeah, because it feels like your ball, like, so you know when you get kicked in the balls and it hurts in your belly?
Oh, I'm grabbing my balls no matter what if I can hit them balls, regardless of where else my body hurts.
Really? Because sometimes the pain can actually be only in your stomach. Because
yeah, but the balls is what got hit. The pain may change, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, if...
So you grab the balls, you don't... But instinctually, you touch your body where it hurts. And it could just hurt
my
stomach.
Oh, I would just take my pants off and scream for an ice pack. Like, she could... That was a good kick.
Really? If anything, that would just... If I was a rapist, that would just encourage my fervor. I'm not. But it would make me be like, oh, it's on. You know what I mean?
If you, as a guy who got kicked in the dick...
If I was Clutch, and I was already garbage, and a rapist, it's Degrassi. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You kick me in the nuts, your parents are going to walk in on me.
No. It was both. It was the nut shot and the fact that her parents were there. It was like the way that they left to, like... I feel like the parents totally would have heard that door shut and been like, what was that? And then they were like, oh, hey, yeah, they didn't notice at all.
Welcome home, Mom and Dad.
And
why does this smell like booze and tea sweat?
Well, no booze, I guess, anyway. That was kept in the bottle. Yeah.
They never came back. Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe Clutch's booze, actually. That's a good point.
The beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, Snake and Joey showed up. No, Snake and Wheel show up. Joey got sent to his parents' place?
That was the next day at school, yeah.
Yeah.
They were just talking, and Joey wasn't there. Joey got grounded, I think, too, but they were saying they could still go to the dance, but Wheels wasn't in any trouble because his grandma believed him that he wasn't drinking.
Yeah, because her daughter and her son-in-law got murdered by a drunk driver.
No, it's because the grandmother also has a mullet, and they're in a club.
And then Clutch apologizes to Lucy, too. And he's like, it won't happen again.
He says, I'm sorry a bunch of times. And I love that line, sorry isn't enough anymore. I'm like, good for you. Good for you.
Moving on. Then it does the freeze frame on his face as he just looks bummed.
Kind of. I like to imagine that there is a freeze frame, just like you were saying. And then there's the descriptive future where it's like Clutch goes on to Western University and becomes CEO of Microsoft Canada. Lucy is currently trying to get him back on Facebook.
Or it's like...
Friendship request pending.
He's still an alcoholic today. Or something like that.
Oh no, he died in 1997 when he drunk-drived into wheels. The circle is complete.
There's just like a head and it's just his stupid mullet head. Just rolling because it was severed.
What do you think? Do you think there was a lesson to this episode?
Stand up for yourself. You won't get raped by rapists.
Don't rape black women. They'll fight back.
Also, don't be a piece of shit and watch your friend try to attack a girl. Stand up for yourself.
Oh, do you mean serious? Or I thought we were comedians and joking. Because in general, it's like, you know, don't drink too early. Don't assault people. You know, general basic shit.
Don't be such a bitch when you get invited to a party you shouldn't have been invited to and then complain about the party.
I'd say tell people the truth, because if you lie to them, then they might show up at your party and think that you're still dating them.
I got mostly Hitler's right.
I think that was your lesson last time, too.
Because Hitler was mostly against band uniforms.
Listen, if anything... Listen, in all honesty, if you're going to take anything from this episode, it's got to be that all lives matter. I think that that's the main message being put out there. That's
really brave for a white guy to say on a podcast.
Did you say all lives matter?
Olives do matter, yes. Specifically, green olives, not the black olives.
Yeah, black olives don't matter. No,
black olives are the garbage, and they should be killed by the cops.
They should actually be separated from all other olives.
Never put on pizza again.
All olives matter. Or, right?
You know, in the legal system, whatever.
So what's your guys' Twitter handles and all that stuff?
Mine's at I seriously hate that girl. .com.
Is that yours?
I'm changing it now. It's at Hisham Kalati. It's his ham. KELITI.
And Jay, what about you? Or Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, that's
Jay to the Freeborn. And my Instagram is JFreebornPix, like PICS. But if you guys want to actually follow me, often I'm hanging out at Hecham's house, which is at 458 Concord Avenue in Toronto. That's where he lives. 458 Concord Avenue. That's his address. That's the real
address.
Send your mail there.
Oh, please don't send any mail. Also, if you guys are in the mood, I'm doing a show called Views from the Trek, July 30th, 9 o'clock at Comedy Bar. It's a Star Trek themed show. If you like Star Trek or just laughing, come on by.
Yeah, what's that show going to be like?
We got a bunch of stand-ups. We have an improv troupe called the Dandies, which I'm really excited to have because they're Star Trek themed and hilarious. And in the middle of it, for the just shits and giggles, I'm doing a raffle and a trivia show.
Oh, cool.
What are the prizes?
I have two passes, VIP passes, technically it's a gift card, but presumably you're going to go watch Star Trek Beyond out in theaters July 23rd. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of actual Star Trek merchandise, posters. I got a Tribble. The big one is I got a bunch of those Star Trek coins from the Canada Post. So if you want one with Kirk or the Starship Enterprise on it, come and win. Win.
You got $150 worth of stuff.
At least 200, yeah. And then we still got a couple more, too. We got a bunch of sponsors coming through.
How much are tickets?
Sorry?
How much are tickets?
Only $15.
You're going to lose so much
money. I have an Eventbrite two for 20. But hey, listen, I am a fan of Star Trek. If you come.
What a gift to the community. What a great guy.
I'm a community leader. I am the Barack Obama.
What time? Where can they get tickets?
Online at Comedy Bar. If you go to their website, go ahead and click there. Also, there will be an Eventbrite link on the Views from the Trek Facebook event. Just it's public, so just Google Views from the Trek.
And again, that's on July
30th, last Saturday.
And that's at what time?
Comedy Bar, 9 p.m. Doors, 8:30, guys.
Why on the poster does it say no white people?
Listen, it's the future, so I can only dream that everyone is this beautiful caramel color.
Aww.
Also, I hate white people with a vengeance. You guys are garbage, and when the revolution comes, I'm going to keep Tim, but Jay, you're dead. You're just the first person I'm going to shoot.
Wow.
No disrespect. I love you, but...
Do you not like me because I'm Asian?
It is because you're Filipino. I don't like dark-skinned Asians. If you're Korean, I let it pass.
You don't like us jungle people.
For the record, this is a comic. These are comedians. This is just...
Yeah, whatever. No, I'm Filipino. I can say whatever I want.
This is the internet. We can't say whatever we want. That's true.
I also feel like I should say Tim is making a very upset face.
Am I?
We're making weird racial humor.
He's just like...
Because I'm actually Thai.
Well, that was one wild wrap up, I guess.
The entire episode is going to be 30 seconds. Just editing everything out.
Hello, this is our guest today. Nobody, it's just me, Tim McDonald, rewatching this.
It's just occasionally his voice changes and sounds like me and yours occasionally, just for sentences.
Yours is just a high-pitched laughter.
But yeah, thanks again for having us. Yeah, we really had a good time. Yeah,
thanks for being on the podcast, guys. That was awesome. And we'll see you next time on Back to Degrassi.
Please put this in post.